We're going to talk a little bit this morning about two main effects that sin causes in our lives and in all of time. Two main effects that sin produces, and these two things cannot be separated. Number one, the defilement that it causes, the filthiness of it. Number two is the awful guilt that it brings. Salvation from sin requires two things. It requires a clearing of the one who has sinned, and then it requires a cleansing of the one who has sinned. First, turn with me to Ephesians 5 and 24. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and he gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Now, Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. And when he did, he disobeyed God in the garden. And when he did, he died, just as God had promised. And what we're going to look at this morning is what happened with this guilt. Because Adam disobeyed God, he was guilty of sin. And therefore, he deserved the punishment for sin, which is death. Adam's guilt was imputed to us. We became inherently sinful through the corruption of this nature that Adam received when he died in the garden. So Adam sinned, and this sin was conveyed to all of us. Everyone who ever was born after Adam had this sin conveyed to them. You know what a conveyor is? A conveyor is something with a set of rollers, and it sets up on a stand like a table. And when you put a box or something on it, it rolls to another place. That box is conveyed from one place to another. And that's what happened with the guilt and the sinful nature that Adam received because he disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden. And so we received it. This was conveyed to us, imputed to us. And so we became sinful. We became inherently corrupt because of Adam's disobedience. Now there are two things that are necessary for any creature to dwell with God in heaven. Two things. Number one, we have to have a valid title to the inheritance. We were separated from God, just like Adam was, and because of Adam's sin, we had no right to dwell in heaven with God. And in order to, we must have a valid title to the inheritance. Secondly, we must have a personal fitness to enjoy this blessedness. So number one, we are bought with a price. Legally, we belong to God. where Adam disobeyed God, and his sin was conveyed to us. His human nature was conveyed to us. Now it's on us. Praise God that Jesus Christ was obedient to God and conveyed to us was His righteousness. This is the legality of the purchase of God's people. What this is this morning is it's a very elementary and basic look at justification and sanctification. That's what we're looking at this morning. If I get confused, I apologize already. But I am trying to give an elementary and basic look this morning at justification and sanctification. Now, justification came first because we were dead in trespasses and sins. Just as Adam. Adam passed it on to us. But God, in His infinite wisdom, sent His Son to justify us, to stand in our place on Calvary's tree, and pay the price that each of us deserved to pay. But we couldn't. We were not eligible to pay the price because of the sin that we were born into. But Jesus Christ was the only acceptable lamb for the sacrifice. All through the Old Testament we see that the lamb of sacrifice had to be just right. He had to be without spot and blemish. He had to be the firstborn. Many things pointed to Jesus Christ and the old sacrifices. Jesus was the only acceptable sacrifice. And what He did was He bought us. He bought us with that great and terrible price. And in doing so, He justified us because of God's justice, and God cannot look upon sin. There won't be any sin in heaven. It'll all be gone. It'll all be blotted out. It'll all be forgotten. And why? Because Jesus Christ obeyed God. Adam disobeyed God. And because of it, we have this nature, this sinful and corrupt nature that we inherited from Adam and passed on all men. However, when Jesus Christ obeyed God, and by His perfect obedience, so His righteousness is conveyed to us. Remember the box on the conveyor? It came from Him to us. His righteousness now is imputed to us or conveyed to us. Now we become inherently righteous through this inherent grace, this free gift that was conveyed to us from Him by the Spirit of God. So you see that man was in a hopeless state. Man is in a hopeless state today. There is no help for man today except in Jesus Christ. And this is the reason. We are in need of Him, desperate need of Him, because Adam sinned in the garden and passed this nature on to us. And a great gulf was fixed between God and man because of the fall of Adam. And there is no way to cross the gulf between man and God. There is no way except that Jesus Christ was made a bridge to cross this gulf. Picture this in your mind this morning. There's a great ocean fixed between God and man. There is no crossing. There is no ship that can make it all the way across. There is no way except through the bridge of Jesus Christ. And when He came to this earth, He suffered, He bled, and He died on that cross. He built a bridge. And this bridge is Jesus Christ. In Him is the only way to God. By, in, and through Jesus Christ. Because of the guilt of sin, death reigned in us. And it does reign in everyone outside of Jesus Christ. But righteousness must reign in our lives. And this because of what Jesus Christ did. Number one, legally in justification. He paid the price. Jesus Christ paid the price, you see. But also morally in sanctification, where we are cleansed. Alright, now let's look at John 17 and 17. Verse 15, John 17 and 15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Now this sanctification is a setting apart, a separation, and a cleansing. It's a cleansing. Verse 17 says, sanctify them through thy truth, and thy word is truth. We are justified by Christ dying on the cross, that He paid the price, satisfied God's justice. And now we are sanctified by the Spirit of God that dwells in us, and this is the cleansing. We now have a valid title, that I said earlier, to the inheritance. So where do we get this personal fitness that we need to dwell in heaven with God? Where does it come from? It is found in sanctification, where the Holy Spirit, through the Word and the washing of the Word, cleanses us from our sins. Now I read Isaiah 45 and 24. Verse 23 says, I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness, and strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. And the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. Verse 24 has two things in it. It says, surely one shall say, In the Lord have I righteousness and strength. In this I see justification and sanctification. We have righteousness. Where did we get righteousness? Remember the conveyor? The righteousness is conveyed from Jesus Christ to us. He stood in our place, you see. He bought us. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. They are no good. It is only the righteousness of Jesus Christ that stands. We are seen through Him. God cannot look upon sin. How does He look upon us? He sees us through the blood of Jesus Christ. Justified. Justified. That is the righteousness in verse 24. In the Lord have I righteousness and strength. That strength is found in sanctification. We have righteousness conveyed to us, imputed to us, and now we have sanctification or strength conveyed or imputed to us. We are weak because of sin. We don't have any spiritual strength. We don't have any strength, and the reason is because of this human nature that was conveyed to us from Adam. We are weak in the flesh. And we need strength. Sin makes us weak. Where do we get this strength? It is by the cleansing of the Word. That is sanctification. That is what sanctifies us or sets us apart. And it is the Spirit of God that indwells us. The Spirit of God lives in our heart. And He continually and constantly separates us from the thing that makes us weak. And that is sin. All those little voices, all the little steering in our life that brings us to do the right thing. When we come to the fork in the road where we have choices to make in our lives to do the right thing or not do the right thing, the Spirit of God impresses upon us the way to go. As we trust in Him and rely completely upon Him, He steers us in our lives. And what He is doing is He is sanctifying us. He is separating us from the thing that makes us weak, and that is sin. All of your life, continually, if the Spirit of God indwells you, He is drawing you to Jesus Christ. And that is what He does. And He is sanctifying you or cleansing you from your sin. Justified first, and then sanctified. Now, justification is based entirely upon the work that Jesus Christ did for us. How are we justified? A quick answer would be by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that is true. But it is based upon the work that Jesus did for us. We needed a substitute. We needed a sacrificial lamb that was acceptable to the high court of God. When the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death, it means it. There is no neutral ground. There's no gray area, if you will. The wages of sin is death, and that's the way it is. And so we stood on the other side of this great gulf with no connection with God. And our justification is based on Jesus Christ giving His life for you. On Jesus Christ loving you so much. God the Father loving you so much. God the Holy Spirit loving you so much that they entered into an agreement before the foundation of the world. And this agreement was a plan. It was a plan set out to save God's people. A plan set out to save God's people. Each person of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, had a part in this covenant. God gave this chosen people to His Son. We are a gift to Him. Jesus Christ, the Son. It may take all of eternity for us to know what all He did for us to pay this price. But the main thing that He did was He took upon Himself the sin that was on us. Notice this morning that justification is based on the work of Jesus Christ that He did for us. He did it for us because He loved us. He went through something that I don't think He'd ever been through before. A terrible death. His physical death was terrible. We've had it described to us in detail how His flesh was torn off of His body. How He bled, suffered. But the death I'm talking about is different than that. The death that He went through that was so terrible was that He was separated from His Father. That's a spiritual death. That's what death is. It's a separation. When we die, we continue to live because we are eternal creatures. Our body dies, but our spirit does not. It lives eternally. Created by God and designed by God to do so. But God the Son was separated from His Father. He died. He was separated from God the Father. God the Father forsook Him. We say that because when Jesus was hanging on the cross, He said with a loud voice, my God, why hast Thou forsaken Me?" He knew why. He wasn't asking because He wondered why. He knew why. But He cried it out that we might realize the more what He went through for us to justify us, what He went through to bring this about. Now we look at sanctification. I said justification. Was based solely on the work that Jesus Christ did for us. And now sanctification is a work that is wrought in us. Justification was for us. We were made legally heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ with the promise that we will go to heaven and we will dwell, as we sang, we will dwell eternally in heaven with our God. We were unable to pay the price. We were unable to live the life. But God made a way, you see. He made a way. Now, sanctification is the work wrought in us. So justification in a legal sense changes us, and it delivers us from the punishment that we deserve. That's justification, justified. Legally, we have been adopted. Legally. And let me tell you that all the papers have been signed. All the I's have been dotted and all the T's have been crossed. Because Jesus, when He hung on that cross and paid the price for us to be legally saved in God, He paid it all. He was more than enough. More than enough. In the legal sense. And thereby, He gave us this inherent right. That's something you inherit from your parents. This inherent right to the reward. The only way we're going to heaven when we leave this body, or Jesus comes back, whichever comes first. The only way is that Jesus Christ has imputed to us this inherent right to heaven. And He did it by paying the price, and He paid it all. Justified, you see. It's a legal thing. It's a legal thing with God. There was a price to be paid. An offense had occurred, and that was sin. Sin of all mankind. A price had to be paid. When God sent the angels to the tomb of Jesus and had them roll back that stone, He did it for an exact and a definite reason. Jesus Christ could have rolled the stone back Himself. But there needed to be a statement made as Jesus Christ left that tomb. And that statement was, the price has been paid in full. The prisoner may be released. Paid in full. Now, sanctification, in a moral sense, makes a change in us, in our character, in our conduct. That's the difference. Justification is a legality. This is the legal part. It's the legal side. It comes first. Jesus Christ paid the price. We legally belong to Him now. We legally have an inherent right to heaven now because of Jesus Christ. Now over here, sanctification is the moral part, the cleansing part, the changing part. When God saved you, He changed your heart. One of the ways He did it was He imputed, He conveyed the Spirit of God into you. Praise God. Now He changes us in our character and in our conduct. This is the beginning of sanctification, a setting apart, a cleansing, a washing of the Word for us. Now when this happens, something is imparted to us, conveyed, if you will, to us, that we didn't have before. Yes, it's the Spirit of God, but what does He bring with Him? It is a love of God. We didn't love God before He changed us and saved us. The Bible says that our natures and our hearts are enmity against God. That's hatred. That means anything that we run into that has to do with God, especially the sovereign God of this Bible, we turned away from because we had enmity against it. We hated it. And this is what was conveyed to us from Adam, this human nature that is enmity against God. But now, conveyed to us from God is a love for God. Sanctified, cleansed from our sins. And the more we are cleansed from our sins, the more we are made a separate people, the more we are sanctified, the closer and closer we draw to Him. And the more we are made, I said earlier, personally fit or personal fitness. In other words, we are not fit to be in heaven with God. We're out of shape, let's say. We're spiritually out of shape. So what whips us into shape so that when we do meet our Heavenly Father, that we are fit for that inheritance? We are fit to live in heaven with God. And that is sanctification, which is a separation. What are we going to be separated from? Our sin. Our sin. We still sin now, as God continually works in us to set us apart, to cleanse us, to sanctify us. But let me tell you, by the time you meet your Savior, you won't be worried about this sin anymore. You won't be dragging around this ball and chain of sin any longer. Praise God. Jesus Christ paid the price. And then His Spirit, who dwells in us, will make us fit for our new home. He will make us fit for our new home. Now, justification is caused by a righteousness that is outside of us. Justification is caused, this is the legal work done by Jesus Christ, justification. It's caused by a righteousness outside of us. It's the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We didn't have it. Couldn't get it. This justification is bought for us by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I said He perfectly obeyed God. Where Adam disobeyed God and caused all this inherent sin, so Jesus Christ perfectly obeyed God. He kept the covenant with God the Father and God the Spirit perfectly. That's how He paid the price. This righteousness was not found in us. It was outside of us. But now sanctification is caused by holiness. That's spiritual good. That's doing the right thing. Sanctification is caused by holiness that is wrought in us. It is brought about. It is caused in us. As the Spirit of God separates us from our sin, as He sets us apart as a peculiar people, as He cleanses us by the washing of the Word, this holiness is wrought in us. And let me tell you, there is no pride found here, because this holiness comes from the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. This has been a very basic look. I hope I didn't get too confused. It has to be simple for me to understand it. That's for sure. But justification removes the obligation of the punishment for sin from us. We were obligated to die because of our sin. The wages of sin is death. But justification removes that obligation. Brothers and sisters, you are not obligated to die for your sin now if Jesus Christ lives within you. And the reason is because He died for you. And in doing so, He justified you to God. That's what He did when He died for you. And then sanctification cleanses us from the pollution of sin. Justification removes the obligation of the punishment. And sanctification cleanses us from the pollution of sin in our lives. Look to Jesus Christ this morning. Do you find yourselves like I find myself? Still sinning in my life? There's still sin in my life? Sometimes I can't believe that I would sin against such a God that gave His life for me. If you do, look to Him. Where will you find Him? You will find Him in His Word right here. And you will find Him in prayer. That's what draws us closer to Him. Realize that you are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. And then realize that you are sanctified by the Spirit of God. You are separated from your sin. And God, nothing can be separated. You cannot be separated from God. Nothing can separate you from His love. And He is setting you apart as a peculiar person because you're His. How are you His? He bought you. He bought and paid for you. You are not your own. And so, as His, as belonging to Him, then He is making you fit. He is whipping you in shape, if you will, that you might be acceptable in heaven. All of that in Jesus Christ and by His Spirit who cleanses you daily. So let's not neglect to go to His Word, to remember to go to His Word, to remember to pray, because it is by the washing of the water of the Word. For He uses to cleanse us. All praising that our justification is in His hands. Praising that our sanctification is in His hands and not in our own. It's all in Him. It's all in Him. May God bless the reading of His Word.